A TV drama has gone viral, featuring a middle school PE teacher from the 1980s who time travels to the present. It shows how language, traditions, and practices have changed in Japan since then. People of all ages are praising the entertainment value of the story on social media. Let's take a look at some key points often discussed as differences between the Showa and Reiwa periods. Corporal punishment. Previously, corporal punishment was seen in schools, but nowadays it is strictly banned. Smoking practices. Smoking in public places was allowed before, but recently it has been limited to designated areas. Drinking practices. Binge drinking at parties was once routine, but currently it is discouraged for health reasons. Rising awareness on harassment. Sexual harassment was not fully recognized before, but lately there has been much more awareness. Overwork. Long ago, overwork was overlooked, but these days there is a push for work-life balance. Workplace bullying. Verbal abuse by bosses was tolerated back then, but it is not accepted anymore. What are your views on these changes? Do you see any other areas where past and present differ? Sparked by this drama, talking about how old and new norms differ could be really interesting.